Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Bardo of ESPN, and here's today's pregame speech, a quick motivational segment designed specifically for business professionals like you to give you common sense strategies used in sports to overcome any adversity you may face on your way to success. Right now, with the NBA and NHL playoffs in full swing, there are numerous examples of today's topic, which is celebration. We all know about it. We've seen individuals and teams do it, but we seldom do it for ourselves. Why is that? You may be saying to yourself right now, what have I done to celebrate? Anytime you complete a project, close a sale, or gain a new client, you should celebrate. You've worked hard to accomplish your goal, right? You've made sacrifices in order to achieve it. Not you should, but you must celebrate. The reason I'm stressing you must is celebration becomes addictive in a positive sense. Every time you achieve a worthy goal and celebrate, you release endorphins to your brain that uplifts your mood, increases your self-esteem, and gives you motivation for the next challenge because you want that feeling again. When my high school basketball team made the state tournament, I witnessed the power of celebration. We didn't even win the state title, but the whole town of Carbondale celebrated our accomplishment with a parade, and there was a certain euphoria for months after that. When my University of Illinois Flying Illini team reached the Final Four, it was amazing. We didn't even win the national championship, but you wouldn't have known it by the overwhelming response we received when we got back to Champaign. As our plane approached Willard Airport that night, you could see cars lined up for miles leading to the airport. Inside the small terminal, I'm sure the fire code was broken because we could barely move for all the people wanting to share in our success. We rode into town and to the Assembly Hall, and there were cars and people lined up the whole way. When we got inside the hall, there were 12,000 people there to tell us thank you. I get emotional every time I think about it. So whatever it is you like, a round of golf at the course you've been wanting to play at, a day at the spa that you've been craving, a good bottle of wine or flowers, or anything that signals you've achieved your goal, it's time to celebrate. Do it, because I guarantee you will enjoy the feeling and want it again and again. This has been the pregame speech. If you'd like more information on my services, please visit www.stephenbardo.com. I'd like to close with this from William A. Ward. Adversity causes some men to break and others to break records. Until next time, may your will be stronger than your skill.